You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on April 19th, 1985.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. We're right now standing in the heart of Baltimore Woods. I'm looking around me, just searching for signs of spring that you might be interested in sharing with me. We did take a little drive last week and saw some waterfowl, but what we see today is more likely to be in the form of plants. In fact, the first thing I notice as I'm just strolling along is some very green plots of just lily-like leaves that stick up. If I bend down and just touch them and then smell my finger, I realize right away that these have to be relatives of the onion. And that's what they are, a thing called leeks. The leeks don't bloom till much later in the season. Right now, just their greenery stuck up. The leaves will actually die down and seem to shrivel away before the globose kind of light magenta blooms come out. Edible and interesting leeks. Along as I walk along, I see all around little tricorn-shaped plants that are coming up. These are trillium that have not yet gotten to bloom, but will be very soon, probably within the week. We're approaching Baltimore Brook now, a pretty little stream. Ah, I see a trout running upstream, probably not more than 5 or 6 inches long, but typical of the ones that are in here. This stream has a gravel bottom. It is spring-fed and therefore is cold and quite clean and clear. Now let's cross the bridge over the brook and see what might be waiting for us on the other side. Perhaps you can hear the water of the stream as I go over it. As I stand here for a minute surveying the woods, I'm looking at a combination of large maples, beech trees, some birch and some hemlock. In fact, right now, flying overhead, I see a pair of wood ducks. That's quite unusual, but one of the ducks that sometimes seen even down in here where there are no ponds. What attracts the ducks here, I don't know. And now we're following the trail and climbing out of the valley of Baltimore Brook and approaching a knoll now that's just covered with the blooms of hepatica. Some of them white, some of them pink, some of them magenta in color, and others blue, almost sky blue. The hepatica is a member of the crowfoot or buttercup family, and I'm told, though it seems hard to imagine it as I look at these beautiful blooms, that those white and pink and blue petals are really not petals at all, but just modified sepals. Whatever they are, they're really beautiful. It's just a garden of hepatica right here, each one of them with anywhere from 6 to 8 beautifully colored sepals. The hepatica is so named because the leaves, we only have the leaves from last year right now, but they are shaped like and somewhat the color of liver. And it was thought in old days that the hepatica could be used as a treatment for liver ailments, or as they used to say, to start the liver. We're climbing now over a knoll and passing a beech tree that was blown down in 1979. The remains of that huge beech, the trunk and the bole of the tree and the stump still remain. As I look overhead, though, I can see one effect of that huge tree falling down, and that's that it's opened this part of the woods to the sun in a way it never has been in recent years. It'll be interesting to see what changes that produces in the way the plants grow in the forest floor. I am examining now the old trunk of the beech tree. In fact, I'm standing right by the stump, which was certainly 4 feet in diameter. And we can see why the tree was vulnerable to the wind and blew over. It was virtually hollow, the central part of it, the bole. And of course, it's just honeycomb now with the galleries of carpenter ants and the burrows of insects, and covered, incidentally, with fungi that help to do what eventually will happen here, and that is to return all of these fabrications of nature back to the soil from which they were formed originally. Oh, I've got to sit down for a minute and rest. The route I've taken through Baltimore Woods has been a bit like mountain climbing. We might just close by saying that the story of Baltimore Woods is its ability to grow richer each season as a result of life and growth that's occurred in seasons previous. The soil is enriched by what has lived there in the past, and we're all more enriched by the whole process when we see the beauty it creates. Well, that's all the story I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.